For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Last week, WKAR and MSU's Abrams Planetarium celebrated the 50th anniversary of the first steps on the moon with Moonfest, a weekend of events including a return of WKAR's pop-up stories. One of those stories was told by the planetarium's program assistant, John French. Apollo 11 returned to Earth 50 years ago today. French's story is about the first man to step on the moon and his quarantine for a few days after splashdown.
Well, I was 7 and a half when Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walked on the moon. That was back when you still counted your age in half years. So I guess I'm 57 and a half now, in case anyone's wondering. But I did get a chance to meet Neil Armstrong one time. I worked at a planetarium in Pittsburgh, the Buell Planetarium, and Neil was on the board of directors of a proposed planetarium in Cincinnati, I believe. And we used to, we were a planetarium that had all the newest, latest gadgets and stuff. And so every time there was a new planetarium being built, all the vendors would send them to Pittsburgh. Oh, you got to go check that place out. So we had a lot of visitors that came through that were building planetariums, but we were told one day when we got to work, Neil Armstrong is coming today. Don't ask him any questions. Don't, you know, talk about the moon. He just wants to be treated just like any other, you know, person on the board that's there. But we just need to show him the planetarium technology and all that stuff that it can do. And so so he came, and our theater was very similar to this, but the console, there was a little step, and it was a little bit lower than the, like here, it's just flat there. And so we were bringing Neil back around to the console to see how the planetarium was controlled, and my coworker said, "Watch out, Neil, there's one small step." Yeah, he didn't really react to it, so I don't know if he really even heard it or not. You know, when I wish I took the opportunity. I didn't even think about it then, but I'm a ukulele player, and there's kind of a famous picture of Neil Armstrong. So some of you, I'm sure most of you know that when they came back from the moon, they were worried that maybe the astronauts had some sort of weird moon viruses or bugs or something. And so they put the astronauts in this mobile quarantine facility. And you can go and see this. It's at the Air and Space Museum in Virginia, and not the main one that's in D.C., but there's an annex north. Anyway, here's some pictures I took of the thing. But inside of this is where the famous picture of Neil Armstrong was taken, at least famous to all of us ukulele players, is the picture of Neil Armstrong in there with a ukulele. And I wish I would have asked him if he actually played ukulele, and was he playing, or was it just something that somebody left in there? I don't know, maybe Buzz Aldrin had a ukulele and Neil was picking it up when the picture was taken. But I have no idea if he played or anything, but I thought what I would do is just play a song that I would imagine maybe he was playing, and maybe some of you can kind of sing along with me. So I put the words up there. So let's go ahead and sing this song. Shine on, harvest moon, up in the sky. Since January, February, June, or July. Snow time, ain't no time to stay outside and spoon. Shine on, shine on, harvest moon, for me and my gal.
Thank you.